Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Para sa iba pang magagandang kwento sa inyong wika, magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.
This week, we are holding the National Op Shop Week, and we are with John D., founder of National Op Shop Week. Good day.
Good day. Thanks for calling.
National Op Shop Week.
What we're trying to do with the event is to encourage people to do three things. Firstly, to donate good quality items to their local charity op shop. I'm very happy to talk in detail as to why we need good quality items. We also wanted to get people to shop more at charity op shops because, one, they give you a great bargain, but at the same time, they're raising much-needed funds for, you know, frontline services from people like the Salvos and Binnie's and Red Cross and others. And finally, what we're trying to do is firstly say thank you to the volunteers who are the backbone of charity op shops at thousands of shops around Australia, but we're also calling on people, if they have a bit of spare time, to get involved with their local charity op shop.
And it's also a good way of connecting with their community, isn't it?
Oh, look, it really is. You know, when you get involved with your charity op shop, whether it's by donating something, whether it's by shopping there or by volunteering, you're really directly getting very involved in something really positive in your local community. A lot of people don't realise that when you give good quality clothing or household items to a local charity op shop, often a percentage of that actually gets given free of charge to families and people in need. So they don't pay anything for it. So that often happens. That's why it's very important to give good quality. So that way, you know, that can then be given to people who need it. But then obviously, you know, it's very important too to make sure that, you know, the people who are buying this stuff, well, you know, you're actually directly helping people in your community. And that's one of the great things about op shops.
In places like these, we can find a lot of treasures.
Look, they certainly are. It's amazing what you can get. And, you know, it also is part of the fun is that hunt, you know, for a bargain. And look, I last year, it was a good example. I found a jacket that was really fantastic. And it was probably about 30 years old, maybe even a little bit older. But what was interesting about it was that, you know, the lapels were a bit too wide for my liking. It also was a bit too baggy on me. But because it was $10, you know, there's a local seamstress that I go to, and basically I was able to get, you know, get that jacket made to be exactly the way I wanted it, you know. And so from that point of view, it makes a lot of sense to, you know, to go to op shops with an open mind and think maybe you can upcycle something and make it even more unique, you know. So it's quite exciting to see.
And the people who shop in op shops, it's very diverse, from your regular moms to celebrities, isn't it?
It really is. It's interesting, you know. It's one of those things where you get students. Like, you know, when I first moved to London, you know, I got my first suit from a charity op shop, you know, and they actually lent it to me so I could go to a job interview, and then I was able to buy it when I got the job. So that was incredibly helpful. You know, they really, really helped me enormously at that time by doing that. And, you know, but you get, as you say, there's mums right through to celebrities. I mean, Gretel Colleen, who used to host Big Brother for years and who you get to see every week on Sunrise and The Project, she basically only shops at op shops. You know, about 99% of the clothing you'll see her wear on TV looks very glamorous, but it's all from an op shop. And, you know, she basically goes out to get really unique pieces. And that's one of the nice things about op shops is the clothing that you do get is often quite unique. You know, if you go to major stores, which is good, you know, we're not against those by any stretch of the imagination, but you're going to get something that 50,000 other people have got. Whereas if you go to an op shop, you know, you can often find clothing that is very, very unique. And if you're into upcycling and you're a bit of a dab hand with sewing, you can really do some very interesting stuff with old outfits and bring them up to date.
And I guess another important aspect of shopping in the op shop is that we refrain from making unwanted waste.
Look, this is such a good point. You know, if you think about it, the amount of waste that we generate is huge every single year in Australia, especially with clothing. So one of the easiest ways to reduce waste of all kinds, not just clothing but other household items, furniture and things that are often very hard to recycle, it's better to reuse them. And so that's where, you know, giving your good quality furniture, household items and clothing to a charity op shop is a really good way to keep that item going and give it a second, third, fourth or fifth life. You know, there's so many things that have had a lot of energy and resources put into them. And rather than throw it away and then buy something new, going to an op shop means that you can reduce waste and get something quite unique at the same time.
But John, what are the things that we should remember when we donate to op shops? What are the things that we should consider?
Well, look, it's really important to think about giving good quality donations and make sure it's not rubbish. You know, the best tip is if you're going to donate to a charity op shop, think first, would I give this to a family member? Would I give it to a friend? If not, if you think it's not good enough, well, why should you give it? You know, because if it doesn't have that level of value, why should you offload it to a charity op shop? So important to think first, is it something that you happily give to a family member or friend? Then one of the key reasons for that is that, you know, often you get a lot of people dumping rubbish at charity op shops. So one of the things that we would encourage people to think about is, you know, make sure you donate clothing or other items during the day when the store is open. That's when they prefer to get the material from you. So it doesn't, no risk of it getting stolen overnight. And also it means, you know, the more we get people giving things during the daytime, hopefully we can reduce the amount of rubbish that the charities have to throw away, because so much rubbish is dumped at charity op shops that they have to pay to actually send it to landfill. And so charities who are providing really critical frontline services are having to pay millions of dollars a year to offload that rubbish to landfill. So that's something that people really do need to be aware of.
And this is the best time to do that spring cleaning, isn't it?
Look, it is. You know, this Friday is the first day of spring, and so we're encouraging everyone to have the big spring clean. This is something that we're just starting in a small way this year. We're going to launch it in a far bigger way next year. We're calling it the big spring clean, and we're going to encourage everybody to have a big spring clean. It is the first day of spring. It's a good time of year to be thinking, well, you know, if I've got something, you know, if you go through your wardrobe and your cupboards and you find something there that you haven't worn or used for, you know, a couple of years, well, maybe it's a good time to think, well, maybe I'm not going to use it ever again. And so why not give it to someone who can have another use for it, or someone who's willing to buy it, and then help raise money for people in need.
And the next time you drop by, have a look as well if there's something worth keeping or buying in the op shop.
Well, yeah, that's a really good point, you know, is that once you actually find the stuff that you don't want anymore, when you take it down to the op shop, the other benefit of actually going there in the daytime is that actually you can have a quick look while you're there. You might find something, you know, that that is a really good bargain. And look, you know, one of the final thing I'd say from my end, if you go there and you find something that you think is ridiculously cheap and is, you know, is such an incredible bargain, you know, if you're well off enough you can do it, why not give another $5 or $10 to you know, to give a value to it that you think is commensurate with you still getting a bargain, but where they can maximize the fundraising for Helping Hand.
Thanks very much, John. The Op Shop Week until the 2nd of September.
Alright, thanks for that.
Tamkiliki ng higit pang mga kwento sa inyong wika sa pamamagitan ng pagbisita sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.